Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. Dr. Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor here. Of course, your host of the Profitable Practice Podcast. And I brought on another wonderful guest today. And the reason why is because, and I talk about this in the interview, what I like to do is when people tell me their background stories, when people start explaining about how big their business is or how their business is running, the big thing that I try to always pay attention to is what are they saying between those big, bold statements? How has their business changed in the past year or so, if you've been following them for a while? And really, what is the authentic place that they're coming from? And I have been following Brandon Lucero for a number of years now. I met him at one of James Wedmore's BBD Live events. And I knew that Brandon, because he connected with James, that really helped him get his start in the online business. So I walked up to him at our little cocktail party. And I said, Brandon, I'd really love to know, you know, how did you approach James? Like, you didn't know him. You're running your, you know, YouTube SEO business online. And how did that relationship get started? Because he really helped to like boost his credibility. And he started introducing us into the people in his circles and everything else. And he said, you know, I just reached out to him. We had coffee. We just connected right away. And then James made sure that before they started partnering together, that Brandon was getting his business up to where it needed to be. So he gave him that little nudge, that little boost to get going. And now I've seen such a transformation in what Brandon has been up to since becoming a student of his that I really thought it would be important to be bringing people on that are making six or seven figures, but their journey isn't as streamlined or as easy as we perceive it to be. So the point of this conversation is, if somebody is telling you that their whole story, their business has been running on, you know, like unicorns and rainbows and everything has been amazing, and as soon as they decided they were going to open a business or run a business, it was automatically six figures, without talking about the real grit, the real grind, the personal journey that they had to go through, the physical journey that they had to go through, the changes, the pivots, all those things that they made in their business, I don't think that those people are very trustworthy, because nobody, except for very, very few, and there's definitely a few that just, you know, have that Midas touch, create these wonderful businesses essentially out of thin air and then start to promote their strategy to you. A great example is you look at the Dragon's Den guy, Herjavec. Oh, shoot, I'm forgetting his first name. You know, when Dragon's Den came on, we were just like, man, these guys have struck it big. They're now uber famous. But Robert Herjavec, he was in business for 10 years and nobody knew who he was. Nobody had heard of him. And then all of a sudden, he had that one moment that really skyrocketed his business. And that is one thing that is always keeping me going, is you are one video away from going viral. You are one social media post away from going viral. You are one patient away from blowing up your business. You just don't know when that moment is. And you are working every day to create that moment. And when that moment happens, it's like gangbusters. So when I was talking to Brandon, he really was completely transparent, very honest about his journey. And I really want you to listen very closely to that, because it's probably going to mimic what your journey has already been like, what your journey will be like. And I'm certainly not one person to shy away from telling you the honest truth. So if you guys really enjoy this show and you want to reach out to me and just say, well, tell, you know, answer this question, or what was your journey like, or, you know, anything specific that I haven't shared with you already that you want to know, you have to send me a question. Otherwise, I won't know. So hit me up on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. Send me a direct message, and all of the questions that you guys send in to me, I will happily put together into a show all on its own and answer any and all of those questions that you have, because I'm an open book. I'm never going to pretend that my journey was all airy-fairy. It was a lot of work. I was in debt for a number of years. And that was one of the things that will come out in Brandon's interviews. He talks about this idea of the quote-unquote negative things like debt and living with your parents and all these things that society makes us feel are bad or wrong or means that we're not successful. But that's not the case. So I really, really hope that you enjoy this interview as much as I did. And we even go down a little bit of the sort of spiritual realm and how that can really play a role on your business. So questions that you have for me on my personal journey, send them to me at AndreaMaximND on Instagram. But I hope you enjoy. Let's jump to the interview with Brandon. Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. How's it going? Now, I, of course, introduced you a little bit prior to us jumping on this call. But for those people that don't know who Brandon Lucero is, would you mind giving everybody kind of a bit of a background on sort of your journey and where you're at now with your business?
It was kind of a long journey for me. I'm about 6 or 7 years into business. And my story is a little unique and a little different. At least I feel like it is, because I've had a lots of ups and lots of downs, where I basically got into video because I was working for my dad's company. The company took off really fast, but I also saw it fall really fast and fail really fast, which left me in a really bad spot because I dropped out of school to go work for him and do all this stuff. And since it was my dad, like, paychecks were coming in late and I just had a lot of payments that I never really got. And so I had to move in with my in-laws and start my business with basically no money from my in-laws' dining room table. And we built it up to now $1 million company, and we've done all that in about a 6-year period. And we've done it with no investments, no loans, none of that stuff. Basically just like grassroots, all social media, anything I could do to like get free traffic, whatever. And so, you know, that's kind of where we are now. And we started off doing real estate videos, and now we're basically taking, personal brands and people in the entrepreneur space and impactful brands and bringing them to the next level with our service.
And I am happy to say that I am one of your most avid like buyers. You just create something, I will purchase it. We met, I think, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I really pay attention to the journey that entrepreneurs go through. So you being in the online space, in those 2 years, I have seen such a transformation with how you've structured your business, how you're showing up in your business. I would like to say that you had your best year last year. Would mm-hmm. I be correct in saying that? Yep. Uh-huh. And that was one of the big reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, is I feel like when we are on the outside looking in and we're not reading between the lines of what people are saying, all we see is, you know, oh my God, they have the best life. Brandon has a new Jag. He must just be rolling in it. And I really wanted us to go back and have an honest conversation about what business actually looks like and what that journey actually looks like. And I think it's really important for people to hear that what Brandon said was, I've been in the business for 6 years and you've built it up to a 7-figure business, but that wasn't where it was in the beginning. And the other thing is you've done a lot of other projects that had nothing to do with how your business is being run now. So I would love for you to just touch on what that journey is like, starting out grassroots, kind of just doing whatever you can, figuring out who you are, what kind of business you want to run, and then finally having that, you know, epiphany, that 4X effect that you now are really running with.
Yeah. So there's a couple things in business that I never realized when starting that literally change the game for everything. One is that experience is required, and the only way to gain that experience is by actually doing. And a lot of people will try to learn or research or ask mentors or ask questions and try to get all their ducks in a row. And my saying that people hear me say a million times is you can't learn to ride a bike by reading a book. You can't learn to swim by reading a book. So why do you think business is any different? You have to go out there and you have to actually do things and put into action. And that experience gives you this thing that can't be taught. It's just kind of this unspoken thing of like, oh, I've done six figure launches. I've done this. I can do it over and over and over and over again. And then someone asks you, well, put it down on the paper. What, specifically, what are you doing? And I can give them the steps, but there's things that like I execute on those steps at a different level that only come from experience. So that was number one, the biggest thing that had happened for me. Number two was I'd never realized how much personal development is completely 100% reflective of how your business is doing. The more I developed myself and the more I worked on myself, the more money I've made. And it's because and this is something I learned from one of my mentors over the years, is your business is the reflection of you, and who you are being and how you're being and how you're acting in the business is a direct result of how your business is going to perform. And so, you know, for the longest time, the business always did fine. Like we've been a six-figure company for probably at least four or five of those years. We just finished out 2018, and I'll kind of backtrack to give a little bit of my story here, but 2018, we did about 1.3 in sales. In 2017, we did about 500 in revenue. And the year before, we did about 250. So we've been doubling year after year after, at least doubling year after year after year. But like the 3 years before that, it was like 120,000, 150,000, 160,000. Then it was like a double and then another double and then an ultimate double. But what really, for me, a lot of that growth came from trying new things and doing new things and trying new projects and testing and seeing what worked. So there was a lot of like, you know, we did this service and then we did this Facebook ads product and then we did this product over here and we kept trying to figure out what was really working. And then I had a couple partnerships that did really well and then they fizzled out and they did really well and fizzled out. Mm-hmm. And so even though we did like 500,000 in 2017, I wasn't really left with a lot of profit at the end of it. So there's a big difference between revenue and what you're actually left with. Mm-hmm. And so we went into 2018, coming off a $500,000 a year, going into a launch that did not go very well, that kind of put me in a hole. And I was just like, at this point where I was just maxed out, I realized like that 500,000 cap, unless something changed, that's where I'm going to max out at, because I had no time. I really had no money left over. I was living a fun life, but there was like nothing really in savings, you know? Yeah. And my wife is a stay-at-home mom. And so all of that is on me. So I was really in this weird spot of, wow, we've had the success, but also at the same time, like, what am I doing? I'm working all the time. I have so many different projects. Nothing is streamlined. And so I ended up just getting rid of everything. And I was just like, you know, I basically have to start over. Like I can't sustain this anymore. I need to have a team, but I don't have the money for the team. And I need this and I don't have the money for this. And I did have VAs and I had contractors and I had a lot of that stuff going on, but I did not have any like team structure. I wasn't running it as a business. I was basically running my business as like this hobby that I was doing that was taking up a lot of my time and generating some money. And it was also the launch formula where you like launch, you get all this money coming in and then it's like done for 3 months and it's launch again. And it's just, it was not how I wanted to run my business. So we got rid of everything in 2018. I took on some debt. So we actually took on probably like, and then I got hit with taxes. I owed way more in taxes than I thought. Government. Yeah. Damn you, government. But so I owed all these taxes and then I had taken on some credit card debt because I stopped selling everything. Cause I just knew like everything had to stop. I could not keep operating this way, but I didn't know what I was going to do. And so I was in the spot where I owed the taxes. I had the credit card debt. And I remember talking to my mentor and I'm like, I just don't know what I'm going to do or what the direction is. And, I was just in a very weird place. And I remember like sitting in my office for like 3 days straight, not doing anything. And I kind of knew like, I need to figure something out, but I don't know what it is. I basically got silent for 3 days and I let it come to me. And so the idea behind this is that when we have thoughts, they just appear in our head. Like we don't actually sometimes generate the thoughts ourselves. Like sometimes we'll be sitting there and it's like, boom, it hits us. And it's like, where does that come from?
Right.
And so I was like, I don't know where it comes from, but like, let me have it, you know? So I sat there for 3 days and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, boom, boom. These things just start popping in my head. And we created what we call the Video 4X effect. And it's like, that's it. This is what I do. And I went all in with it. And I had to hire a team to do that. So my mentor says, well, where are you going to be in 8 months? Cause now we're 3 months into the 2018 year. Where are you going to be in 9 months? And so we're going to be $1 million company. And he's like, so if you're going to be $1 million company, why are you worrying about hiring someone at this price? And why are you worrying about this? Why are you worrying about that? You should be operating where you're going to be a year from now. And so that's what I started doing. So I hired Taylor, who is my integrator, who's now my COO. And from that, in the last 9 months, we basically went from not generating any revenue to bringing in like over $1 million in sales. We've doubled the size of our office. We have, I think 6 or 7 in-house employees with a team overseas as well. And we work with like the best people in the industry. We work with people in the industry that people try to develop relationship with for years to be able to work with these people. And they just came flooding into us. Mm-hmm. And so, that's kind of the journey and what I tell people is the biggest shift was me letting go of the old version of myself and stepping into this new version of Brandon, who is the $1 million business owner. And it's just a constant. I mean, Taylor and I had a meeting today where we're doing big things in our business right now. And I just told her, I'm like, I just am waiting for the day where my business is not me feeling like I'm walking off a ledge and hoping that the bridge is going to be built for me when I land. And she's like, yeah, that's why you're the entrepreneur. She's like, I don't want that. She's like, that's why I'm a great integrator, because I don't want that risk and I don't want whatever. And so I've got very okay with knowing where I'm going and just faith, like having that faith that the bridge is going to be built underneath me. And that was like the biggest shift. And then my focus in the business this year has been more on growing the team and less on growing a business, which, growing the team actually allows me to grow the business. But I don't know if that fully answered your question or not, but that's kind of been my journey over the last couple years.
I think that answer, and I really hope people are paying attention, is even I had no idea that that's what happened in 2018. We met in 2017, you rolled out the video Facebook ads program at the end of 2017. I opted into that. Then the 4X effect, I opted into that. I had no idea. So I just want to thank you so much for being so transparent about that. And the biggest thing that I want to ask is, like, that takes such an immense amount of bravery, being that you are the breadwinner, being that you have a family to take care of, for you to just clean slate and just say, I've got to change the structure of my business. Like, how do you even just approach that and just say, I know that this is going to be okay. I know this is what I have to do, and then just do it? Because that is what I think a lot of people would say, this is what I know I need to do. But then the fear would prevent them from actually taking action.
Yeah. So that's been another shift, and this will get a little woo-woo. Like, it's,
and we don't use that word, right? We don't use woo-woo.
I hate that word. Yeah. It's because me, woo-woo is normal. Like, the woo-woo like has this negative connotation. So this is going to go down a cool path, is how I'll describe it. But the biggest shift for me was understanding what reality actually is. And understanding that like every fear is an illusion, and getting down to the root of what that illusion is and how it's created. So when I look at like, you know, people living in third world countries, these things that they worry about are not even in the back of their mind, but why are they here? Why are they in my mind? Because that's what society tells us. Like, society tells us, you know, being 30, I'm 35. So if like this whole thing would have flopped and I went bankrupt, I would have to move back in with my in-laws. You know, society tells you that at 34 or 35 years old, moving in with your parents is not an okay thing. But when you look at how society is created, it's just like ideas and opinions and things that people think that enough people took on as truth. And now they make you live within this box of what they view truth as. And I realized like, yeah, but that's only for these people here, but these people don't believe that. These people don't believe that. These people don't believe that. And I realized like that box of society it's an illusion. It's made up by a bunch of people. And I decided to not live within that box anymore. And I decided like, you know what? Even if I moved with my in-laws, I have a roof over my head. I'll still have food. I'll have my family. Mm-hmm. I'll have all of that stuff. And so am I really not going to go after my dreams because I'm afraid of ending up in a place where I have hot water, roof over my head, and food? Like, what? That makes zero sense. And so I started to realize, like, all of these ideas of what society is telling me is the way things should be is me living within a box. And I decided I just don't want to live within the box anymore. I don't want to live inside of this box that someone else had created. I want to create my own box. And that's kind of the whole driving force behind my business, is that, you know, I think people every day wake up and they live lives that they feel like they should be living because someone at some point said, this is the way it is. And now you need to live that way. And they took it on as a truth. And my whole thing with my company is we want to create messaging and marketing that disrupts beliefs and disrupts this box and get people to live outside the box, because that's where happiness really lies, and to stand out because you stand for something and to go after whatever you want. And the other thing that was so powerful to me is I realized, well, if other people are creating these rules of what, you know, things should be, why can't I create my own rules? And if I can get enough people to enroll into that and to take those on to truth, I can literally control what reality is, or what, you know, people view as reality, and I can control the way society is shifting. And so that was the biggest shift for me, is realizing, like, all of my fear and all of my worries stemmed from an illusion that was made up by someone else at some point. And I just decided I don't want to operate that way. And I just don't care. Like, even if I went into debt, like, bankruptcy is a real thing that would have allowed me to clear my debts. And so society tells you bankruptcy is bad. It has a stigma attached to it. And like, it only has a stigma attached to it if you decide to put a stigma on it. Like, if that would have happened to me, I would have filed bankruptcy. And then I would have just, like, started another business, and society set up for you to do that. So why not take advantage of it? And I just stopped living inside the box that everyone kind of lives in. I don't know. Is that a clear way of explaining it? Does that make sense?
Yes. And I'm so happy that you brought up the part about debt and bankruptcy, because even in our community, healthpreneurship, naturopathic medicine, it's sometimes an eat or be eaten profession. And a lot of people, when they leave school, they have six figures in school debt. And they're like, how am I supposed to even start a business off of this? So some will choose bankruptcy, start from a clean slate, and work from there. And for the society, just as you say, like, even before you said those words, I always take bankruptcy as like, oh, I couldn't imagine what that would feel like to say, yeah, I'm claiming bankruptcy and starting from scratch. But you're so right. It is, yeah. It's an avenue for you to take to wipe everything clean and start from fresh. So I think everybody really needs to, like, because it's always the money, the stories we make about money, the beliefs we have about money, the connotation that wealth versus poverty means. I'm so on board with what you're saying, is that what does that mean exactly? Is it society is making it mean something and therefore you're believing it, or what does it mean to you? And that's really what matters the most. And while we're on this same topic, I mean, like, my parents are very much that old generation of, you have to go to school, you have to go to university, you have to get a degree, and then you can do whatever else you want. And I am so against that particular way of going through your education system, because I see so many places where you can either create a job out of thin air, you can be a YouTube sensation and make six figures. Like, there's just so many different avenues in which you can be successful. And I would love for you to comment on that as well, because even being a naturopathic doctor, getting into the online space, there's a lot of people that are like, you're doing what with your life? You can actually make money doing that, and breaking through that monotony of being an employee. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I obviously believe all of that stuff. And there's a massive shift going on right now that a lot of people are just completely blind to, which is the way education is going to happen over the next 20 years is going to be drastically different. I actually think that if traditional colleges and universities don't adapt to the shift, they're basically going to go out of business, because and you got to remember, like, university and colleges like Stanford and UCLA and all, they're businesses, you know, you pay them money to get a certain degree. And I think that a lot of people are just sick and tired of coming out 70,000 dollars in debt to go get a job where they can't pay back their student loans, or they're going to be struggling. And so the way that even education is being delivered is changing. So a lot of education is happening online. And I think the idea of the idea of freelancing or being responsible for your own income is going to be something that starts to happen with more and more people, where they're like, well, I can go work you know, for $15 an hour, or I can just learn how to sell and I can go make $100,000 a year working for myself. Like, that's a real viable thing. Or like the stay-at-home mom who's making meals for her kids, what's stopping her from making 10 extra meals and doing meal prep for someone else and making an extra 50 grand a year? Like, the internet and technology allows for this to be a real thing, and people are starting to pay for convenience and stuff like that as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunity that's happening right now. I don't know what it holds for our kids. I just know the world that I grew up in hasn't changed a lot in the last 50 years, but I know the next 10 years is going to see probably more growth and change than the last 50 have. And the way my kids are going to grow up and live their lives is nothing like we've ever seen. And so I'm just looking at ways we can adapt that into the future. And I just think there's just a massive amount of opportunity and shifts going on that people are not seeing. And I also think that there's so many people with so many gifts. And I think that the education and school system needs to adapt to have stuff set up based on kids' interests and the way they learn. Like, for example, my worst subject in school was English and grammar. Like, I absolutely freaking hated it. But what's really interesting to me is I get paid a lot of money for copywriting and script writing. Like, there was literally someone who emailed us, wanted to do a one-on-one day with me to go over messaging and copywriting and all that. Mm-hmm. They're paying $10,000 to have a single, just one day with me. They're willing to pay $10,000 for something that was my worst subject in school. And so, like, instead of trying to learn like the proper grammar and this and that, but if someone would have taught me like, here's how human psychology comes into this, and like, that would have interested me. So I think there's going to be a major shift in the education system. Are going to have to be where you adapt to what your skill sets are and what your interest is, which I think will evolve society as a whole, because now kids, like, they're not like, oh, I hate school because I'm forced to learn this way. You have opportunity, you have different ways of learning, you have education based on interests. And I think that will kind of evolve society to a whole nother level as well.
And how,
so, I don't know,
that's wonderful. And so the next question I have is, how about for people like us that are running online courses, online programs, wanting to start a naturopathic practice? Like, there's a lot of people that I know are listening that are probably getting a lot of grief from their partners, their spouses, their family members, their friends, being like, I don't understand why you're not following the regular pathway. So how do you also talk to entrepreneurs in this space and say, like, just like, if this is your vision, if this is your dream, just, you have to continue to go for it. Like, how do we put those blinders up, those blockers, to stop a lot of those naysayers?
So my answer is going to stem back to what I kind of touched upon earlier, where I said that, like, society is basically a box and everyone's going to want, like, force you to stay in. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I've been lucky enough to have my wife not understand but support anyone. And as long as, like, we were working towards her goals too, which is ultimately being a stay-at-home mom. And I've also had in-laws who still to this day don't understand a darn thing that I do, but supported me anyways for 4 years. And so, like, and that takes a lot of too, to be like, this is the guy who's supposed to be supporting my wife or our daughter, and he's like working on a laptop in his pajamas from the from our living room. But I've been lucky enough to have that. So, but I have had family members who have basically told my wife, like, you need to give him a time limit. He shouldn't be doing this. He needs to go get a job. And so I've had a lot, and which is funny because now a lot of them are trying to start businesses and come to advice. But advice to them is, like, you have to have the compassion for where they're coming from. Like, and it comes from them wanting you to be safe and not get hurt. And so the place where they're coming from is not usually not a negative, like, I want to hold you back. It's like, I don't understand this and that scares me and I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to be at risk. I don't want you whatever. So I think that's the first place where I would tell them is, like, understand it comes from compassion. Number two, you have to understand it comes from a fear that because they're living inside the box, they haven't adapted outside the box yet. And so what happens when there's a lot of change, it freaks a lot of people out. And so, because a lot of people love, you know, consistency and whatever. And I think as entrepreneurs, that's why we thrive, is because everyone wants so much change that pushes them back into the box even more, which allows so much more opportunity for the entrepreneurs. But at the end of the day, if you're a true entrepreneur, you're going to do it anyways. And so I think the best place you can operate from is just have compassion for where they are and like, don't try to resist it or fight it, but be like, I understand. And I appreciate you looking out for me. This is why I'm going to be doing it anyways. And so, and if it really bugs you, just tell them like, if you can support it, great. If not, then I just don't want to, I don't want it in my life. And if you can't be around me without saying those stuff, then I'm just going to have to make the decision to like not be around you. So I ended up having to do that with my mom for a while. It's like, cause she was riddled with fear. And it's like, why are you doing this? And I don't understand it. Which is ironic. Her parents supported me a lot. My mom is, even to this day, is kind of like, well, maybe you should get a job. I'm like, what are you talking about, mom? Like, we just did over $1 million this year. Like,
but now you've had your fun. So now you have to go get a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
So, just because we're going into this space, one of the cool things that I love about you as well is you are very spiritual. You bring crystals into your business. You are very much in tune with the energies and universal energy or whatever you want to call it. So I'd love to just know how you're integrating that into your life and into your business.
Yeah. So I think it happens on a couple different levels. So one, there's kind of my own spiritual work that I just do as like the visionary and the entrepreneur of the company that I don't really fully bring into the company because I think it would freak people out because it like, to me, it makes sense. But I understand that, you know, society is not up to understanding some of the stuff that I do yet. So I think for us, it starts very gradual with like at least getting the team on board with being in the right mindset. And to me, like spirituality and how your mind works and mindset and like looking positively in life is all integrated into one. And so the first thing we do here is every day we talk about one thing that we're grateful for or several if you want. And so it gets everyone into the right space of, look, like yesterday may have been a bad day here, or we may have had a lot to do, but at least we have X, Y, and Z to be grateful for. So that's kind of where we start, number one. Number two is I'm a huge believer in having crystals in the office, improving the energy and the flow of that inside the office. And it's to the point where you can literally feel it in the office. Like you can walk in, like the office I'm in now usually feels a little more damp and cold. And so I'm not really in here a lot, but you can feel the different areas of the office and the team can too. So one of the things we started doing is everyone that comes in gets to pick their own crystal. We have a place online that we buy and they can keep it on their desk and they do a lot of that stuff. And so we have crystal infused essential oil sprays that everyone gets sprayed with every day. And so, it's really cool. So we can choose between like protection and like good vibes and truthfulness and whatever. And you get sprayed with it. And so, and it's really funny. If something goes wrong during the day or something like severe happens, you're like, oh no, did we spray today? And it's really funny. Anytime something major happens, we didn't use the sprays that day. And so now the team's like convinced, you know, like we have to use the sprays. And so I understand like, not everyone's on board with like a lot of energy and crystals, but I think that if everyone enjoys it and they believe it to some degree, even like if it's the placebo effect, tends to infect the office. And it also just even the vibe and the energy within the office, because you can feel it, like whether you believe in energy or not, you can feel it. You can feel when you walk into a room where two people are fighting, they don't have to say anything. You can feel it. That's what energy, that's the energy. And so having that thing, like they believe it to some degree and that raises the entire vibration of the entire office. And it flows better and it's fun. And, you know, they look nice too, which is really cool. And so I told the team yesterday, I'm like, okay, I need to stop buying crystals for the office because it's getting a little ridiculous. And they're like, what? No, like, yeah, keep buying the crystals. So those are kind of the two major ways that we incorporate a lot of that type of stuff into the business. And then I also bring a lot of it in there, like meditation. We've talked about possibly putting in a meditation room into the office and different things like that. But I think that's kind of the extent of what we, oh, the other thing also is manifestation. So we bring manifestation and into the office. And so our belief is that we're always manifesting. People think like you can only manifest the good. And I'm saying, no, we manifest all the time. Anything we have in our life is because we manifested it. And so why not focus on the good stuff? And so we've gone into launches and we've had goals. And I told them like, we're not on track to hit them, but we're going to hit them. Watch. You guys just watch. Mm-hmm. We're going to hit it. We're going to manifest. We're going to do this. I'm going to hold that space. I'm going to raise our vibration. We do all that stuff. And then we've not only hit the goals, but gone way above the goals. And mm-hmm. so now like they're kind of like, huh, maybe there's something right. to this. But even if you don't believe in that, it's just an outlook on life. You know, for example, I tell them all the time, we can actually something without it physically being in our life. Like for me, having the Jaguar, which was my dream car, I would imagine it and think about it so much to the point where I would actually feel joy in this third dimensional level mm-hmm. without it physically being here in my life. And when you can live on that in that space, it comes in a lot faster. And to most people, that doesn't make any sense until you tell them, what do you think pain and suffering is? Mm-hmm. Pain, suffering, anxiety, and worry, all of that is basically you having the suffering of something that is not physically yet in your life. Mm-hmm. So when we worry and have an anxiety over something that has not happened yet, we're basically experiencing the suffering of it without it physically being here. So why can't we live in the... And so even if you don't believe in manifestation or you don't believe that your thoughts will attract, why not just flip your mindset to think that way anyways? Because then you're going to live a much more pleasant life. And so that's kind of how we operate here within the company.
Yeah. So if I know nothing about crystals, I've become more open to it and open to the idea. Where would you think is a great sort of starting point? Like, where do people even get going when it comes to bringing crystals into their lives?
So, I mean, there's the easy answer, which is like, just go to Instagram and find crystal pages, and a lot of them will sell crystals there, and they have like live sales and stuff like that, which is where I get a lot of them. But we don't buy anything unless it like speaks or calls to us, and you'll see 20 different crystals, and there might be one where it's just like, holy moly. Like that's it. Mm. And that's it. That's like it calling to you. Like the energy is calling and pulling for you. So I don't buy for the sake of buying. Like it either has to speak to us or it doesn't. You know, when they all pick their crystal, it's like, pick the one that calls to you. And, you know, Taylor came in, it's like, nothing called to me. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't buy anything. And then if you set the intention of bringing them into your life of like what you want and what's right for you, then it'll appear. No, just like anything. It's just an intuition and a feeling. And so sometimes I'll go in the crystal shops, like in Sedona, and there'll be a million amazing crystals, mm-hmm. but I won't buy anything because it's just like nothing called out to me. Or buy one and just like, boom, it hits me. You know, I went to Sedona with James and we went through a ton of stuff and nothing was calling to him. And he walks past this orb. It's this green orb, it's big, huge one. It's like the size of a basketball. And he didn't even see it, but he was walking past it, looking the other way. And then it just like pulled him and he turns around and there it was. And so then he's like, I have to get it. It was like $1,800. And now that's the orb. I don't know if you've seen it. You probably have, but on his stage at all of these events, he puts it right there on a stage in his office. And that was like, he didn't even see it with his eye. It just called to him and turned around and there it was.
Oh. So to start wrapping up, I mean, we could keep talking forever because I love your brain on all these things. What is like one final thing that you could say to everybody who is listening right now? Most of them are just getting started. They are new to running a business. They are in the middle of like the massive trench that is entrepreneurship. What are like what's one good piece of advice that you could give to everyone?
So the biggest piece of advice to building any business is going to be, well, it's going to be two things. Number one is, I think one of the reasons why people is they don't have marketing and sales down. And marketing and sales is the backbone of every single business, which took me a long time to realize. If you don't know you're going to bring in clients and you're not having a consistent process of bringing clients, you're always going to struggle. And you have to have the money in order to make the impact. You have to have the money to support the business. That's why a business exists in the first place. And so have to understand that, and the easiest way to actually market and to stand out and to bring people in is to actually be different and don't play in the middle. Like most people, like, will go into a market, the market's saturated with so many different messages and whatever, and everyone just kind of blends in. But the people that actually make it are the ones that play way on the right side or way on the left side. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be okay with taking a stand and being polarizing your messaging and being different And if you're able and okay with doing that, it's okay if you're afraid. Like, business means being courageous, and courageous means being afraid and doing it anyways. Like, even though I try to operate outside of the box, I still have fear, but I do it anyways and I operate outside of it anyways, and the fear eventually fades. And so that's my biggest piece on like the marketing and the sales side, is to be different. Don't be afraid to be polarizing. Don't be afraid to actually stand for what you believe in and attract people that way. Mm-hmm. And then number two is you have to get systems and processes set up in your business. Like James, one of my mentors and one of your mentors, always says, is the more structure you have in your business, the more freedom you create in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's 100% the truth. And so when I was at that $500,000 level, I had none of that. And that's why I was just like, I hit my ceiling. But mm-hmm. now that Taylor's here and she brings that structure to the business, it's just like, we've exploded to a whole other level. I mean, this year we're projected to be 3 million in revenue. And it's just like, all it was the structure of the team and structure of the business. So I think those two things go hand in hand. I'm a firm believer that if your marketing and sales is dialed in and your structure and processes are dialed in, you will always have a successful business.
And we've mentioned the 4X effect, which is now your, like, basically your program that your whole business is running off of. And I know you have a really great freebie to offer people so that they can learn more about that, learn more about the marketing, standing on your own, not blending in, and the four pillars that you abide by with the 4X effect. Do you have the link handy?
I can send it to you. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Then we'll put it into the show notes for everybody. So I'll make sure that everybody gets that in the show notes. But if people wanted to get in touch with you personally, what are some great ways to do that?
Yeah. So I think the easiest one is we do a lot of content on Facebook. So I think going to our Facebook page, and it's just sold with video. It's like facebook.com/soldwithvideo.com, or just going to our website, which is soldwithvideo.com. And actually you can get the handbook there. Like it's the video.
Perfect.
Flex, it's right there on the homepage.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another amazing interview in the books. Now, one thing that Brandon didn't talk about, just for the sake of time, is he proclaimed, and hopefully it'll stay that way as entrepreneurs, we get shiny object syndromed all the time, that for the entire year of 2019, he is not going to do any major launches. So that $3 million revenue that he projected is most likely going to be coming from coaching clients. And I think that says a lot. And that is something that I've been reflecting on my business, is spending a lot more time putting out video content that matters, not just creating content for the sake of creating content, as well as really leveraging Facebook. So Facebook engagement posts, so you're just trying to get pennies on the view, and then creating custom audiences based off of those views. So when I do decide to launch something, I already have my audience warm and ready, and the cost of everything Facebook will be much, much lower. So I know I got a little bit tech on you there, but there is an amazing strategy in the 4X effect that he talks about. And if you would like to get a little bit more information on that from me, or any questions that you have, please reach out to me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. As I said at the beginning of the show, if you have any questions about how I'm running my business, even like the scary, uncomfortable stuff, bring it on, because I will make an entire episode based off the questions that you ask. Just send me a direct message on Instagram at AndreaMaximND, and I will make that happen. But the most important thing you guys need to do, as Brandon said to sum it up, is you need to stop thinking inside the box, whether it is mindset work, whether it is branding work, whether it is promotional work, whether it is emailing. You have to be polarizing. You can't worry about what the status quo is doing. You have to just break outside that box and just do your own thing and be unwavering about it. Don't let anybody persuade you. This is what you're doing. This is your path. Thank people for their concern, but don't let it affect your ultimate dream. So promise me that you're going to do that. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, which we happen to be recording on video. And as I said, reach out to me with anything that you need. This podcast is 100% built for you. So I want to make sure that it is serving all of your needs. The best way to find me is Instagram at AndreaMaximND. I'm, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.